Way, way back in 1965, I think it was, I was part of a school debate on the decriminalising of homosexuality. I seconded the motion that in a free society, making acts illegal between consenting adults in private was an anachronism. It was a blackmailer's charter, and we are the better for seeing the back of it. However, blackmail is still part and parcel of the dirty side of politics. I suppose it was ever thus. Anyone who's watched The House of Cards, the British or American version, will know that there is no depth to which politicians will not stoop to get their way. My personal view after 10 years in politics is senior politicians have to be sociopaths to succeed. Most ordinary folk subscribe to some sort of moral template. I warned before on this channel we would see some stunts pre-referendum that would be little short of jaw-dropping. That a bewildered electorate would end up more confused than enlightened. Cameron has asked for no reforms to present to the people, so unsurprisingly, he's been given none. The current government shenanigans remind me of those fake wrestling bouts at Lewisham Baths back in the 60s, all grunting and groaning, but no real combat. Indeed, no concessions can be made without treaty changes, so reform was never a serious option. There has been no fundamental geopolitical change in the EU debate since Maastricht. None. Yet three leading hitherto high-profile Tory Eurosceptics have performed an astonishing about-face. Mark Pritchard making a case for changing his mind based on security issues. Mind-boggling when immigration and deteriorating relationships with the Russian Federation have destabilised Europe as a direct result of EU stupidity. Then there's Nick Herbert, with whom I've had drinks in my own drawing room, admittedly a few years ago, who's never wavered in his Euroscepticism. He's had a complete change of heart. William Hague is the most inexplicable character of all. What could conceivably have changed his mind? Now, you've got to understand the entire global establishment want Britain to remain in the EU, for their benefit, of course, not ours. What does this mean exactly? Well, it means unlimited money for bribes. I mean unlimited. The UK contributions alone amount to £15 billion a year. That's a hell of a lot to lose. After the 30-year exposure rule, we now know the United States State Department and the CIA put their resources behind the Remain campaign in 1975. Chatham House, that dark institution which really pulls the nation's strings, indirectly control MI5 and MI6. This means a no-questions-asked access to tax files, private correspondence, clandestine photography. No Queensbury rules govern this game, believe me. It's a blueprint for bribery and corruption on an awesome scale. Now, I return to my original point. Homosexuality is no longer, quite rightly, a criminal, therefore blackmailable offence. But unconventional lifestyle choices, although not illegal, can be very awkward for politicians even today, where anything seems to go. The mainstream press should be asking, with no conceivable change in the status quo, have leading Eurosceptics changed their minds? I think there's time for some old-fashioned investigative journalism. There's something rotten in the state of Denmark.